This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. I want to read something to you. The same day a Senate panel began considering whether to block local efforts to curb the use of plastic bags, the Senate Republican Campaign Committee reported receiving a $20,000 contribution from the Political Action Committee of one of Michigan's largest retailers. That's the end of that quote. That is the first line in a release from Michigan Campaign Finance Network. To talk about that, Craig Mauger with the organization joins us. Craig, spill, who was the retailer?
The retailer was Meijer, of course, one of Michigan's largest retailers, maybe the biggest here.
Now, was this a contribution on that day? Was it just a coincidence or a blatant message to legislators?
Only a few people will know the true answer to that, I guess. Meijer did not respond to our multiple requests for comments about the timing of that contribution that the Senate Republican Campaign Committee says in its disclosure. We received this on April 20th, which was the same day of this committee hearing on the plastic bag bill. And Meijer wasn't the only committee. Also that day, the Michigan Retailers Association gave the campaign committee a smaller check, and the Associated Food and Petroleum Dealers gave the campaign committee a smaller check than $20,000. Those other groups that gave money on April 20th said it had to do with timing because April 20th was the close of a campaign finance period, and they were rushing to get their checks into the Senate Republicans. And also they said that there was a fundraiser the Senate Republicans were going to be having shortly after in early May, and they were buying tickets to that event. So that was kind of their excuse for the timing of the contribution.
Tell us a little bit about this legislation. Why ban local governments from restricting the use of plastic bags?
Yeah, so the idea from supporters of this bill is that they don't like the fact that two counties in Michigan, primarily Muskegon and Washtenaw, have looked at banning or putting a special tax on the use of plastic bags at retailers in their county. Washtenaw has actually gone forward with this and put an eco fee on plastic bags already. So these lawmakers that support this bill said, we can't have these type of regulations in different counties across the state. Their argument is that it's a hodgepodge of regulations. It will be difficult for retailers like Meijer that operate across the state to comply with different rules from county to county, and we need to do something about this. So they've put this bill in that already passed the Senate and is now in the House to say that counties can't put these type of special fees or special prohibitions on containers like plastic bags.
Now let's go back to who's giving whom money. Were environmental groups also giving money to politicians when this legislation came up?
I don't know about when this legislation came up, but we kind of looked back over the last couple of years, and environmental groups, specifically the League of Conservation Voters and the Sierra Club, they have both, you know, supported lawmakers that support their causes. They do it on a much different and lower level than some of the retailer organizations that are playing on this bill as well.
Is that because they don't have the money, or it's just not as high of a priority for them?
I think it's they don't have the money. I mean, the Meijer PAC is one of the largest PACs in the state. They have a lot more funds to give out than, let's say, the Sierra Club has to give out or the League of Conservation Voters has to give out, for that matter.
Now, I want to make sure I understand. In Michigan, giving money to influence action on a bill, this is all perfectly legal if it's done through the framework that's set up.
Well, you're taking a step there that the people who give the money would say is not happening. They would not say that this contribution is specifically to influence the bill. They would say that we're supporting lawmakers that we want to support. So you're taking that kind of extra step that many people would take when they see the timing of this and they see, you know, the amount of money given while this bill's in the legislature. They would say that step of saying this is to influence the bill is not correct.
I guess I'm a provocateur. But yeah, you're right. I mean, a lot of people make that jump. I hear it all the time. I make the same statement you just did when I'm speaking to groups about these kinds of laws, making sure that they understand that this is not the way it's framed by the people who give the money. But, you know, when you see that, it looks like quid pro quo. So how can you separate this out?
I think the message on something like this is it shows what happens when money plays such a large role in our politics. Different campaign committees and different candidates are constantly having to raise money, and they're doing it day in and day out. There's a constant push to bring in more money. Things like this can happen. The Senate Republicans want to raise as much money as they can for the 2018 election, so they're constantly raising money. When the end of a campaign finance period comes up, they're going to be getting all the interest groups they can to give them money. The Meijer PAC gave them $20,000 check on this day, April 20th, and it turns out that was the same day Meijer was before a committee, a Senate committee chaired by a Republican, telling them, hey, you should take this action on this bill. And it's interesting to note on this idea of how much money is in our political system that the chair of that committee also told the Secretary of State's office that he had a fundraiser that same day as this committee hearing. It's another example of what happens when there's this constant push for money.
Craig Mauger is with the Michigan Campaign Finance Network, a nonprofit, nonpartisan watchdog group. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.